from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is 8:01. It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us on the Twix, on the X, on the Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. I said it yesterday. I can't get on board with the X thing. And it's been what, 2 years? It's not okay.
Don Lemon asked Elon Musk, when are we going back to Twitter? And Elon said, never.
Yeah.
Never.
Not only that, I saw yesterday they're moving the headquarters and doing all that kind of stuff. So it's that ship has sailed. But I guess I'll get used to it at some point. Either that, or we'll just find a new social media. Just move on.
Well, just call it Twitter. I mean, I don't care what if the Elon Musk wants to call it X or O or R or whatever. It's Twitter. I mean, I don't care. It's always going to be Twitter. That's what people call it. I don't understand. We don't have to be formal about everything. I will give a shout out to Cody Franklin, who when I said about the apples and if I ever have a kid, I'll make him eat apples. So You know, if you have to clean diapers, it's not bad. He's like, last night my kid's dinner was ketchup with a spoon, bread with butter, and an Oreo. He's two.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as fruits and vegetables. Yeah, but he got his essentials. He's got tomato. Is tomato a fruit?
Fruit.
Yeah.
It has seeds.
Yeah, seeds and stuff.
All right. So he got his ketchup. That's fruit.
a lot of sugar.
He had some carbs. And, you know, the Oreo, that's kind of a sandwich, a sugar sandwich. So
at that age, whatever they eat, right?
Dude, look, I my daughter asked for two things last night. She asked for a slice of pizza and pretzels. And I went way out of my way to deliver both of these things to her plate. And guess how many bites of either one she had? Zero. She had she chugged a juice, and then she asked for milk. And that was it. I couldn't bribe her to eat anything else. So it's literally just like, I'm just going to do whatever I can to make you not scream at this point, and I hope you're not hungry in the middle of the night. Like, that's where I'm at.
I don't understand kids. They don't want to sleep. They don't want to eat.
I don't understand kids either. And yeah, they're crazy. All right, let's work the phone lines just a little bit. Let's head over to our buddy Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. What's up, Squid? Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
Hey, my wake-up call this morning is for whoever is targeting my mailbox. About a week ago, maybe 10 days, I got home from work and it was bashed in. Pretty sure it was accidental. Like it looked like maybe somebody drove too close, hit it with their side mirror. But this morning, the box was on the ground. The post was broke clean in half, and there was a cinder block in my yard. If there had been a horse head inside the box, I thought I would think maybe Mike put out a hit on Squid Nation, and I shouldn't have followed him on X. But hey. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a pink mailbox because my wife likes pink, so maybe somebody doesn't like that. But I mean, another thing to add to the list for what makes you a sucky person, just like don't break somebody's mailbox. It's rude.
Hey, thanks for weighing in, Squid Billion.
I want to know, Will.
You heard it here first. Squid Nation has pink mailboxes.
So. First off, we believe in the right to choose your own mailbox in Squid Nation.
Okay.
I don't have that in my neighborhood, but I agree with Will's right to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to know where Will was at last night. Your buddy Will, who's the leader of the mafia.
Sure. Yeah, what's going on?
And he was at the HQ, I'm sure, the guard shack. He might have... I want to get surveillance on the guard shack that is Mike's
Mafia's
HQ.
You think that he put a hit out on Squid Billion?
I think he did.
Pink mailbox.
I think he did. Yeah, him. Yeah, either. I don't know. I think it was just Will. I think I'm gonna go with that. Trying to think of some other of the Mafia members, but I don't really recall most of their names because they're just unimportant.
That's
but
okay.
Skip, where was Skip at?
We had to get to a couple.
He drives
more
around for a living.
I do have a wake up call of sorts, but it's more of a question for y'all. I had this realization yesterday. I'm on the phone with my dad. And he's like, sorry, man, I missed your call. I was in the pool, and I kind of heard it buzzing for a minute, and I went over, and it said, missed call Mike Johnson. I was like, Dad, is my name in your phone as Mike Johnson? And he was like, yeah, what's it supposed to be, son? And I was like, I don't know. I just something a little more endearing than Mike Johnson. I don't know. He was like, man, I don't know what else to put in there. I was like, I guess nothing, man. It just sounds a little funny that I'm in your phone as Mike Johnson.
But what if it was like brat number two or something?
I mean, that would be more endearing.
A little bit more engaging. I'm pretty sure as soon as I said I do on the at my wedding that my dad changed my name to Ally McCauley in his
no
phone.
No kidding.
He changed it that night.
Wow.
Dang.
I still haven't
like,
changed.
Done.
I was going to say, I have friends that have been married 10 years. I haven't changed their name on my phone.
I haven't changed my wife's name in her phone.
Your dad
phone.
Was like, thank God. I finally unloaded her. Somebody finally took the bait.
Yep.
Well, I was there. I don't remember your dad saying, I finally got Allie off the payroll. So that's a good thing. I don't remember him saying that.
Day-Day or GD, either one of y'all know what you're in your parents' phone as? I was going to ask Day-Day, but he's not back there anymore. Because his kids actually do have phones. I'm just curious, like, is that just a normal thing? Either one of y'all, Dylan?
I know my mom has me in her phone as just Dylan Matthews.
Yeah.
The full name's a lot for me.
Ask Day-Day what his kids are in his phone as.
He's coming.
Hey, Day-Day.
He's coming over to the podium now.
I had a realization yesterday, Day-Day. I had a realization that I'm in my dad's phone as Mike Johnson. What are your kids in your phone?
So only the one son that has a he's in there just as Carson.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no last name. You didn't have to put
– I don't think – I have to double check.
You didn't put Carson Lewis in there.
You know what? No, I didn't.
You don't need the reminder of his last name.
Oh, I love it, man. It's just a little strange. Anyways.
I know that I'm guaranteed that I'm in my parents' phone is just Bo, like
right.
spelled correctly. But the last name makes it seem
very formal.
Yeah, it's like.
My golly, Dad.
Because I'm sure your dad's got to know another Mike Johnson.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he knows plenty of Mikes, so. And my dad struggles with phones as it is.
Good, son.
Let's go back to the phone line. Let's get our buddy John in LaGrange. Good morning, John. How's it going, man?
Hey, good morning, Godfather.
Where were you last night, John? Were you driving around with cinder blocks?
Hit Squid Billion's pink mailbox.
I was eating the crap out of a pink mailbox. That's what I was doing.
There it is. We have it admitted.
Real quick, you know, I'm the FCS ambassador, and football's right around the corner, so my wake-up call this morning is for North Dakota State. You know, you got guys like William and Mary right up the road. You've got a great not former FCS school that is now in the Sun Belt. You know, you got schools that are growing and inspiring for greater things. And then you have North Dakota State, who likes to, you know, just beat up on everybody. So my wake-up call is for them. And one other thing before I go, I have to be at work by 8:30, so I would much rather see the Braves and the Reds play in Bristol, because
at 8:30 in the morning, Bo would still be running somewhere around right there.
I knew exactly where you were going with that. The minute you brought it up, I was like, man, here we go. He's going to talk about clocking Bo with a sundial instead of a stopwatch. Oh, it looks like, we do have maybe the culprit on the line. Dylan, can we go ahead and get to Will and the Mike's Mafia HQ? Will, what's going
on,
man?
Why'd you do it, Will? Why'd you do it?
Where were you last night, Will?
Why'd you do it? Why, Will? Why?
Okay. So first off, I bartend at night. So I don't want to hear that.
Good for you.
I'm just defending myself. Since you want to call me out, I have to call in. I'm not going to let there be this belittling of the Mafia members when Squidbilly probably destroyed his own mailbox.
We didn't belittle you. We just accused you. We made accusations.
Hey, Will, real quick before we let you go, what's the worst drink to make? When somebody comes in and order, you look at them like they're just mean.
Something fruity.
Like a mojito or something.
Yeah, wait, you're like, dude, I'm not grinding up your mint leaves.
How often does someone say, I just want something fruity, man?
It's happened. They're like, I want tequila with some fruit juices. I'm like, no. How about an old-fashioned or a Manhattan or something that's
good. We all know Bo's going to walk in and order sex on the beach or something like that.
I order transfusions, so all right? Will. That's what I order.
All right, let's go to Al in Atlanta. Al, good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, morning, everybody. Morning. Baby Squid Nation in the house this morning.
That's right, Big Al.
How much did he pay you?
That's right. Hey, I be at work during the week, so it'll be hard for me to call in, but I'm always listening, baby. Squid Nation.
I love it, man.
Boy, I love having Al to call in.
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
Tell him, Otis.
That's right.
But listen, my wake-up call is a little different this morning, fellas. You know, I'm listening to sports. You know, hope my Braves get together. But my question is, Mike and Squid, these billionaires, I know they got chauffeurs and everything. Do y'all think these billionaires have a driver's license? Do they ever drive themselves? Please answer that for me. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, that's actually a phenomenal question. I'll be honest. I saw Arthur around the facility a lot in Fire Branch. Never saw him drive. It was a Sprinter van every time. And I don't know if it was because of the distance that he had to come from his headquarters or house or whatever in Buckhead and get up there, but no, never saw him behind the wheel, ever.
I'm sure that Arthur has a driver's license. I just don't think Arthur uses it. His driver, I think his name is Bill. Met him, nice guy. But every time I see Arthur, I see Bill. Bill drives. So I don't believe that he drives, but I just think that it's one of those things, Allie, that maybe you want to keep just in case. You know, you never know. Maybe it's a vacation day. I'm sure you have a backup driver, but you maybe just want to. Maybe you just want to run out, and you know, you got a guilty pleasure. You don't know anybody. Want anybody to know that you're swinging by and picking up like some pizza or something. You just want to go grab it.
Right. You know who's an interesting person that cannot drive? They are not allowed to drive at all.
Okay.
Flo.
Who's that?
Flo from Progressive.
What?
Wait, Flo can't drive?
She's not allowed to drive because can you imagine if she got in a wreck?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine the headlines?
I never even considered this.
That girl from Progressive hit me.
Flo? I was like, who the heck is Flo?
I'm going to sue her.
Totally random, man. But yeah. She's not allowed to drive.
And then she pulls out her insurance card and it's like State Farm. You're like, hey, what?
You're with Geico? What? Oh, man.
Well, the gecko got me.
We
got
to get to break here. We got questions about the Atlanta Braves. We're going to bring on somebody that can hopefully answer them. That's MLB columnist for USA Today, Bob Nightingale, going to join us next here on The Morning Shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
.822 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Squidbilly and Ali Mack hanging out with you here on a Wednesday. Having a lot of fun. Coming up in about 20 minutes, you'll get steak tips with Mr. Steak Shapiro himself. But for right now, we're going to head to the phone lines. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob, here's what we do on Wednesday. We do something called Which One Wednesday, where we give people a choice to make. And here's the choice I'm going to give you off the top. You can watch one of these for the rest of your life on repeat. One of these for the rest of your life on repeat. Do you want season one of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, or do you want to watch one game of the Chicago White Sox against the Oakland Athletics in the Coliseum? You can only watch one for the rest of your life. Which one?
Housewives.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
I knew you were going there. And you know what? What's sad? I hate that show, but I absolutely agree with you, man. I absolutely agree with you.
Bless those kids. They're tough to watch.
There'd definitely be more conversation, more noise in the Housewives than you'd get at the Coliseum with the A's and the White Sox.
Yeah, you're a pin drop out there.
Bob, I know last night the Braves get shelled. They throw Bryce Elder out there. And part of the reason they threw Bryce Elder is the way they've treated Chris Sale this year with the extra rest. Do you think that's been a big reason for Chris Sale's resurgence, or was it the fact that he kind of had his first full offseason? I mean, what do you think it is?
A little combination. I mean, a lot of those injuries he had were fluke injuries, you know, falling off his bike, crazy little things like that. So it wasn't like it was always arm injuries. It was just kind of goofy injuries. So I think they've handled him perfectly. You know, for him to be this strong and everything else. I mean, right now, if the Cy Young vote was tomorrow, he'd win it. And pretty much all they want is make sure he's healthy for the postseason. But he's getting a little hairy down the stretch. We've got to make sure he do get in the postseason.
Well, and obviously, Bob, you know, we've got our eyes on the Braves, and they've had this challenging season, as we've been talking about all morning long. But the Phillies, you know, in the second half, they have not been playing well at all. What's going on with them?
Yeah, and they hit a wall. I mean, they did have a real easy schedule for a while, and it got tougher. But I think, just, you know, sometimes some of the real good teams, I mean, Atlanta's been through it too, you just can't play at that level without having an emotional letdown. I think that's what happened to those guys. I mean, they're one of the worst teams since the All-Star break. So, you know, they got to be careful, you know, not to, lose too many games if they still want to win the division. But, you know, I think, as we've all found out, it doesn't really matter whether you win the division or not. as long as you get in, anything can happen. And we saw that last year in the World Series, you know, with the Arizona squeaking the last day and Texas losing the division the last day.
Well, speaking of winning the division, if the Braves want to have any sights on being able to do that and catch the Phillies, they got to get that offense going. And, Bob, we haven't had a chance to catch up with you since the trade deadline. I mean, Jorge Soler comes to town, but Alex Anthopoulos kind of sits idle other than that. Do you think the Braves have enough or did enough to be able to make a run at this thing?
No, I think they certainly have enough. There wasn't much out there. I mean, as far as impact players, you know, they weren't there. You know, at least in their situation, you know, against Soler, it didn't cost them didn't cost them anything. They took on the money, so it's not like anything was lost there. So it wasn't like it was a big impact bat. You know, it wasn't like a Juan Soto was out there or Justin Verlander was out there. So it was a lot of names, but you know, pretty much a dull trade deadline just because there wasn't one impact guy that's going to make or break a team.
Hey, do you think that the new playoff, expanded playoff, has hurt the trade deadline? It feels like there are so many teams still alive that that might be the reason that there are not big names out there.
Well, I think it certainly played a factor. I think it'll be kind of cyclical as far as what happens here. But yeah, I mean, say Toronto, say if they said, okay, you know what, we're going to trade Vlad, Guerrero, and Bichette. Yeah, they would have been a good deadline. Or if the if the Tigers, they really decided to move, Skubal or the Giants with Blake Snell. It's just, the big boys just weren't traded. So, and I think it might be completely different a year from now. A year from now, if the Blue Jays are out of it, and they're going to dump those guys in a heartbeat.
Insider Crawls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Well, and we got to give credit to the White Sox. They did finally win last night against the Athletics. But, Bob, we've seen them basically making history in losses. How do you think the rest of the season is going to pan out for them? What do they need to do?
I think they'll break the record. The record's earned 20 losses. But, this team is pretty bad. Then they, got a lot worse at the trade deadline. And, at some point here, they're going to shut down their ace, Crochet, save his innings. So, no, I think they break the record. Just a terrible team. And, they'll fire the manager here at some point, if not the off season. But it doesn't matter who is going to manage that team. It's just, terrible, terrible team. So they got to look themselves in the mirror during the winter and decide, what they want to do and what coaches to bring in, what manager, that sort of thing.
Bob, I want to ask you about come back to the Braves offense here. I'm at a loss because, this team has went, I think 24 innings since they've scored a run, all the way back to Saturday night, and it's Wednesday morning. And they've had spurts. They've scored double digits one time this season, and this was a record-breaking offense. What is there anything Brian Snitker can do to jumpstart this offense? I mean, what are we supposed to make of this?
Well, I think he's going to hope it clicks at the right time. Remember last year, Philadelphia was rolling. They go to Arizona in the playoffs. All of a sudden, they stop hitting. You look at that Phillies lineup, how low that thing is. And they have they've been struggling lately since the All-Star break. I think it's just one of those things. But those guys in that lineup, they can click any time, and all you care about is them clicking, in October. So, obviously, Austin Riley's going to hit, and Olsen, and, Murphy, on and on and on. So it should just get better and better.
Well, Bob, obviously the Braves not having success yesterday, like we mentioned. They lose 10-0, and they haven't scored double digits since the second game of the season. But one of the more interesting pieces of news that did come out of Braves country yesterday, the Braves and the Reds reportedly set to face off at Bristol Motor Speedway next year. What do you make of it? Are you a fan of Major League Baseball doing these kind of one-off games, the Williamsport, the Rickwood Field kind of things? And what do you think Bristol Motor Speedway will be like?
No, I think it's a perfect team. Perfect teams too. Having Atlanta in that thing as big as NASCAR is and all that. I was at the Rickwood game. That was spectacular. Very cool. Just seeing the old Negro League players, getting celebrated and remembered. Obviously, tribute to Willie Mays. So no, I like those. It's just something special. And next season too. They're opening the season in Japan. So when you have Ohtani there, Yamamoto, the two Cubs guys, that should be pretty spectacular for the people in Japan because they love baseball a whole lot more than we do in this country.
That's Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Bob, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care, everybody. All right.
That's Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob had about as many questions as Brian Snitker and the rest of this offense seem to have because it stinks because we keep going back to this. And Lord knows we've talked inside and outside, but there's just no solution that seems simple. There's not one linchpin. We can point to different guys, but there's not one guy that you're like, man, this guy needs to get off the schneid.
Yeah, and Allie told us a stat this morning about when the last time they scored was, and that I obviously used it to ask Bob, and I just go back to, the only thing that I'm hearing taken away from last night's game is Bryce Elder getting shelled, and the only thing I heard the takeaway from Sunday's game was Max Fried having a not so great outing back. Why do we keep blaming one side and then seemingly, and I know that we have, but seemingly lately we're just not blaming the offense at all?
Yeah, we definitely need to get the bats swinging. I feel like they're such a momentum kind of team. Like, Bo, you've mentioned they need to score early. I think that's so true. It was Saturday's game, I believe, when Jorge got called out at home. That call was overturned against the Marlins, and I think that was the turning point for them. If that had been a run, I think that totally would have changed the game. And same last night when he ran into the wall, that was just the moment I was like, oh gosh, here we go. Yeah. This is going to hurt.
Yeah, well, definitely did.
The first man and us.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it left a mark. I when he hit the wall, I go, well, that's 15 to 30 days on the IL. That feels like the theme too. And I think that's part of the problem here is it's almost like it's snake bitten, whether it's injuries or the offense staying going. The starting pitching has been pretty good. I was trying to remind people earlier, they're like, well, this was an all-star pitcher. It was a fluke. It wasn't a fluke that Bryce Elder pitched well last season for the first half. He ran out of gas, and he lost that confidence that he had gained. He's a location pitcher. But the reality of the situation is if you had 10 men in a rotation, if you had a 10-man rotation, right, he'd probably be anywhere from 7 to 10 if you go through – some of the guys that we've seen start this year, and you might have Ian Anderson come back soon. You might have A.J. Smith-Shawver come back soon. You might give Hurston Waldrop another throw out there. And Ronaldo's going to come back because he's only on the 15-day. Michael Harris started his rehab stint. Mike, you asked earlier, is he the guy that's the answer? I don't think he's the solo answer, but he could be maybe a jump start.
Yeah, the thing is, and we've had this conversation back and forth, who's the linchpin, right? And the problem with this lineup is I can't come up with anything. It used to be, hey, if Matt Olson could get going, he has two hits last night. Well, if Austin Riley could start hitting the ball hard, he has a hit last night. Oh, man, you know what? If we could just get somebody to fill in at second base that can make contact, Whit Merrifield. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any consistency on what exactly is nagging in this team, other than the fact that I don't think they have any speed, and they're not able to really get the extra bases and make the electric plays on the base pass.
The speediest player is not getting on, which is Kelenic right now, with Harris out.
And that's the issue.
And I would say, not sure why you decided to play Rain in Blood by Slayer, Dylan, but I like the song. But I think the answer is that guy was the MVP, reigning MVP, and he's out. And I know you didn't have him during the World Series run, but everything's different. And you had two extremely important clubhouse leaders on that team, and Freddie Freeman and Dansby. They're not here. I don't know who the leader is other than Ozuna. There's just there's a lot more questions, and we don't have the answers, and neither do Bob, and neither does Snitker now.
Well, are they one of the best teams that didn't get the job done? And if so, what other teams are they in the same category with? You don't want to miss Steak Tips coming up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll have Steak Tips coming up here in just a minute. Guys, I need your opinion on something. I think my wife
You're wrong.
I think she's trying to put one over on me.
Uh-oh.
All right, so my son very much favors my wife. He'll be four in 11 days. He very much favors my wife at this point in his life, which is fine. You know, we'll have our time. But he hates when I pick him up from daycare. I got him yesterday, and he was okay with it. But my wife just texts me, and she goes, hey, he just said that he wants you to pick him up today.
And
I was like, that's awesome, but also, like, are you just trying to get me to go get the kids from daycare? Because the daycare is, like, right by where she works. And, like, for me, it's, like, 25 minutes there and 25 minutes back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, are you just trying to get me to have to be in the car with the kids for half an hour so that you can have a quiet drive home? Or did he really say, I want Dad to pick me up today? Because I don't know if I believe her. I'll be honest with you.
I see that scene from Star Wars. It's a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
But it's really precious moments with your son, though. Man. So
he's the best, but also the craziest. He's crazy. I mean, he's just crazy. Anybody with a 3-year-old or 4-year-old knows what I'm talking about.
Allie,
it's just nuts.
Don't let him fool you. The kid looks like Mike.
Uh-huh.
Walks like Mike.
Uh-huh.
Makes the same mannerisms as Mike. He is like literally Mike's spitting image in every single way. He's also he's almost 4. He's also almost 4 foot.
Oh my
pretty
goodness!
Incredible.
Whoa!
His feet look like flippers, man.
Yeah,
he's
like a puppy with big paws.
At 5, he'll be taller than me. He's basically what you're saying.
Yes, he's already.
Yeah.
I mean, he is literally the spitting image of Mike. So don't let him fool you.
He's a good kid. All right, Dylan, hit it. The godfather of Atlanta Sports Radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the morning shift.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Top three items to put the W sauce on right now. Yeah, it's a sec.
Top three?
Yeah,
well,
top three.
I hate Brussels sprouts, so I pour them on Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast tacos.
Is that the Verde sauce?
The Verde is very good.
I understand what we're dealing with.
I put the Verde on regular tacos.
How about a pork chop?
I put as a marinade, absolutely. I can, you know what? I use it, I'll take some W sauce and some ketchup.
Uh-huh.
And I mix it together, and then I dip my French fries in there. Oh, yeah. I'm telling
you. How do we feel about the Wendy's Frosty? And it's usually women who do this, dipping the French fry in the Frosty.
I can't get on board. We talked about this.
You haven't heard
that?
Good.
Oh, so you go there.
Yeah, it's the salt and sweet.
What flavor Frosty? Is there just one flavor
Frosty? Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah, I think there is a vanilla, but that's just ice cream.
It's kind of like, have you heard of the Hot Girl Lunch? Or the, have you heard of that before?
I don't know what it is, but hearing you say
the hot girl lunch is like a salad with French fries. Like the girls, you know, they get their nice little salad, but then somebody has to get a big old thing of fries in the middle.
Yeah.
That's called the hot girl lunch.
I'm here for that.
Right?
I gotta watch my figure too.
I want to have a hot girl lunch.
That sounds good.
Really good.
Yeah, that's like we're being good, but ooh, let's get some French fries in the middle.
And then we get a frosty, right?
Yeah, we share it.
If we share it, the calories don't count.
I might go to La Paria and have a hot senorita lunch. You know, you do the nachos in the middle. Get the taco salad.
Frozen Mark.
All right, I think I'm supposed to talk about. So I was thinking about USA hoops. Who are playing amazing. Yep. Like, they're stacked, they're loaded, they're playing like a team. If they don't win the gold medal, me and Dylon were talking about, if they don't win the gold medal, they're one of the great teams in history to not finish the drill, right? Yep. One of the great teams in history to not finish what you started and need to close it out. When you think of all-time great teams that did not finish the drill, did not get it done, the greatest teams to not win at all. It doesn't have to be Olympics, obviously. What comes to mind?
There's two. First of all, Morgan Wallen has a song about the 98 Braves. That one always is going to sting. And the 2001 Mariners.
Were they loaded the 98 Braves more than any other years?
Yeah, I mean, they were just beating the brakes off of everybody, right?
There's some Braves teams when Sheffield was here and Chipper and insane numbers. Like middle of the order, Andrew was hitting 50 home runs, where their lineup looked like we did 2 years ago. They had the big guns, Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox.
Yeah, 106 wins in 98.
Yeah.
And the 01 Mariners were a lot the same way with Jay Buhner, you know, Edgar Martinez, those guys, Ken Griffey.
How about the 02 Miami Hurricanes?
Loaded.
I mean, all the NFL talent on that team. Roster. 2001
so
Rams.
The Mariners won 116 games.
There you go.
And I mean, 40, they were, dude, they 116 and 46 or something like that.
They were so
Edgar Martinez
good.
In his prime, Suzuki's first year, they get beat by the Yankees. They won 116 games.
I think Jay Buhner was still on that
2001,
team.
2001, it's the greatest show on turf. Had no business losing to Tom Brady as a rookie. I mean, no. That's how Belichick solidified, right? Because Brady wasn't anything special.
Well, it wasn't the guy in the rafters though, that was filming.
How much do you need to film to figure out Marshall Faulk and was it Isaac Bruce?
Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt.
Kurt loaded. Warner, man.
Remember, they tied the game. They're down 17-3. Most of that game, they scored two touchdowns late. And John Madden has the famous line about Brady. Patriots need to take a knee and be happy to get to overtime, and then they decide to throw it. That's of lore.
That's a great game.
The Bills, I'd argue, now that's considered the greatest team ever to not win a championship because that was Randy Moss in his prime. That was the 50-something touchdowns for Brady. I'd argue the Bills team in their absolute prime, their first Super Bowl. Again, unfortunately, another Bill Belichick story there. Andre Reed, James Lofton, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly at their peak. Cornelius Bennett, Bruce Smith, Daryl Talley. Loaded.
Four straight, right? Four straight losses. In
yeah,
Super
Bowl. That was the first.
They won the AFC title game 51-3 against the Raiders.
Yeah, Scott right? Norwood, right?
Scott Norwood, yeah. But, I mean, that never should. Otis Anderson, I think they had 40 minutes of ball control. The Giants were basically like, we are going to take the air out of the ball. So that's another one. You guys hit it pretty good.
Can I throw one out there that I think is going to sting everybody? How about the 2023 Braves?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, it was supposed to happen.
Well, what's 22 or 20. I mean, listen, last year we spent three months thinking it was going to be a coronation.
Right.
Like, we looked up and down and we're like, dude, like, Matt Olson's numbers, Austin Riley's numbers, Ronald Acuna's numbers, Ozzie Albie. Like, it was like, how can seven guys have career years at the same time, right? And it was out in a whimper before it even started.
Eight all-stars, and one of those was freaking Bryce Elder, of all things.
Right.
And I mean,
right. Well, it's kind of like, I mean, not to the degree that Philly fans 2 months ago were talking about, we got the greatest roster we've ever assembled, top to bottom. And it's just the length of the baseball season. That's why, how crazy can you get? I mean, yeah, listen, losing 8-0 and 10-0 3 days apart is not a fun thing.
Let me ask you this. Did the 93 Braves fit in that conversation? Because I don't have the history, but I know those early 90s Braves teams were really good.
Well, one other one real quick, though. I don't know. Braves, you got to look at 14 division titles. What was the best teams that didn't win it? Golden State goes 73-9. You guys don't realize that's the greatest record in NBA history?
I forgot about that until you just said
that. And they're up 3-1. In the finals.
Oh.
And that's the LeBron
Draymond. And the Draymond gets ejected from the game. And
Kyrie hits the shot, and Cleveland gets their title. They beat a 73-9 team that was up 3-1 in the series.
Don't forget that 05 USC team as well.
Yeah, Leonard and Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my topic.
That's it for us here on the Morning Shift Steak. What do you guys got coming up, man?
I got Rusty. That's all you need to know.
Ooh, Rusty Rocks.
Rusty Rocks. He told me the Rusty Rocks today. It's perfect. That's all
you right, man. That'll do it for us here on the Morning Shift. Allie, be back with us in the morning.
Yes,
make
sir.
Sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.